Right now, it is time to bring in Arjun Singh. And Arjun, of course, is around the world. He's in Jaisalmer, India. We're here in Sharon, Connecticut. And I saw lots of great videos of Arjun driving around in India. And it looked kind of crazy to me. Good day, Arjun.
Good morning, sir. Good morning.
Were you driving the car in those pictures?
You know, my friend was actually. I was just taking that photos in the, on the phone. So my friend was driving, and I was sitting on the front seat with him. So I was just taking the photos at that time. And actually, we went to Jodhpur to consult the doctor. And Anita has an exam there of a headmaster, the post of the headmaster. So she went to appear in the exam there. So I went with her, and the Gidhar was with us. So we went there. And while coming back, I thought that it's quite unusual. For us, it's usual, because when we see the bikes and the people walking on the roads and a cow in a van there. So but suddenly it came in my mind that maybe it's evening in Jaisalmer here, in Jaisalmer to Jodhpur. So it's early morning in US there. So better if I take some photos or videos, the people, they will like it. And of course, some people, they liked it. They asked me some questions about that, what is that and what was that. So that was a very interesting journey. So it took about, as usual, about 7 hours when we came back, 300 kilometers from Jodhpur to Jaisalmer. But lots of, as you saw in the video, it's no more cars, no more vehicles, but motorbikes and people everywhere on the road there.
Well, that's the whole thing. Not only people on motorbikes, but I was watching. There is quite a lot of car traffic too, but the cars and the bikes and the pedestrians all just seem to mingle in, and there's no. It's like in this country, there's a certain order to the lanes and everything. But it looked very hectic on your video.
As Marshall mentioned yesterday, when you were here and the two of you were driving, and I think you were over in New York State, but it was a windy road, and a truck was in front of you, and you said, "Why don't you pass?" And Marshall said, "Well, you can't. It's a double yellow line."
I remember that. Yes. Here it's not like that. Actually, if a person who drives a car in US is not, I think, is not a good driver here in India, well, you need a lot of experience here. Because you don't know what the bus or the truck coming just in front of you. You must have some knowledge what will he is thinking at that time. So sometimes the people, they don't think about the traffic rules, but they are very experienced. They read the mind of the drivers. They know that what's going to happen. So if you are not blowing a horn, and if you are just driving a car and some pedestrians are there, so you could be in a big trouble. So every time you have to just keep your hand on the just honking at that time, every time. So when I was in the US there, and I didn't listen there, so there was no honking and nothing, no horns were there. I was surprised to see that, because here, if you are on a road, then every time the honking is there. So it's just because of some pedestrians. And sometimes, you know, if you see that video, you can see some goats and some cows and sometimes camel. They can come easily on the road sometimes. So if you know very well, I think the most the horrible animal on the road is a camel, because you don't know which turn it will take. Maybe sometimes left, sometimes right, up, down, who knows, no idea. But if there is a cow, then you are sure that, because it will not run. It will just follow the rule. It will go straight. So if there is a cow on the road, you can drive in the same speed. If there is a goat, you are in a trouble, because it can jump quickly. And if it is a camel, stop your car, because you don't know what's going to happen. Sometimes it comes directly to the car there. So people here are very experienced. When we see the cows on the roads, no problem at all. They are on the same speed. They don't just decrease the speed. They go on the same speed. If there is a camel, you can see many people, they stop, they brake, and then they just wait for the camel to cross the road or to go from one side to the other side. If there are some camels, then again, you have to be very careful. And if there are goats, if there are some sheep there, and if they are in a group there, then you will have to just come out of the car, and then you have to just move all the sheep there from the road there, because they are very lazy type of animals. They don't move. They just gather out at one place and wait. So lots of knowledge, lots of experiences you need when you are driving here in this area. And of course, sometimes the people use a lot of mobiles, which everywhere on the roads there are some banners are there. Don't use mobiles while driving the car. So when my friend asked me to just take that mobile. I said, no, I'm not going to give this mobile to you because you are driving. So you just be concentrate on your driving. I'll do that. If I think that it's not safe for us, I will just stop it. So the roads are very different from the roads in the U.S.
Now, is it if you were to hit a cow in India, is there a severe penalty for that?
Pardon?
If you were to actually hit a cow when you were driving and kill a cow, seeing as they're considered sacred, is there a special penalty for that or anything like that?
Well, if you get caught by the police, and then very nominal, it's not more than $1 you have to pay for the penalty. But if you are caught by the owner, of the cow or by some villagers, then you are in a big trouble. You have to pay sometimes, I think, more than $200 or $300 or for the whole payment of the cow. So it takes, sometimes they charge $500 to $700 for a cow. It depends on a driver, that if he is caught by the villagers, by the owner of the cow, then it's like that. If at night, if you hit a cow and nobody just catches you, and next day, maybe sometimes if you are in a court, if you go there in the court, if you are just caught by the police, then it's like nominal charges, like maybe $1 or $2, and then your license will be at the court and you will have to go for a long judiciary system. You have to go again to the court and all those things. So people, they don't want to go to the court again and again. So they just sometimes pay directly to the owner, the whole payment to the owner. Definitely, but it's just like paying money, not like prison or not like this. Only you have to pay some penalty for that.
And do you have a lot of car repair shops there for when people have, because the animals that you face on a daily basis, camels and stuff like that, must do a lot of damage if cars hit. Are there a lot of car repair shops around?
A lot of, but not by the company. Not like by the company. Like I have the car which is from Hyundai, but my friend, he has a car from Maruti. So we don't have those service centers here in Jaisalmer, like Hyundai or Maruti or Tata. We don't have, but we have local people. Right. They are mechanics and they have that, they repair the cars. But after every 5 to 7 kilometers, we have a shop of people who just, they make punctures of the car, because on the car, sometimes we have the people, they drink and then they throw the bottles on the road sometimes. So lots of problem with the tire puncture there. And so after every 5 to 7 or 8 kilometers on the highways, you can see a small stall and they just make punctures of the tires there.
And for example, you said your friend took you to, was it Jodhpur?
Yeah, Jodhpur.
Yeah. Did you have to pay him for that?
No, no, okay. No. He's no, because he went for his own work and he just told me for that, and he's a very close friend of mine. So okay. When I was there, I paid for his food, like for dinner and for his stay. And I paid for that because I didn't ask him to do that, because he paid for my trip. So I paid for his stay and for his food. So it was like, you can say, yes, I paid, but not directly, but so not, in the other way.
And yeah. How many miles approximately is that?
It's 300 kilometers. Okay. So it's a return. It's a 600 kilometers in a day to go and come back.
And how much is, I'm just curious, how much does the petrol cost?
It's like $1 for a 1 liter petrol.
All right.
So 70 rupees is $1, one liter, yeah.
So it takes you about 6.5-7 hours to get to Jodhpur, right?
Sure.
But it's 373 miles using Google. So 373 miles.
So it's around 400 miles. So it would be like going from here to Portland, Maine. That's about, because the Augusta, Maine is 500 miles. So it would be like going from here to Portland, Maine, or from here to Harrisburg, Pennsylvania.
That's the right.
But no cows and no pedestrians on the roads, right?
Right.
Every time you need a lot of fuel. Not like the on the highway, you can drive and you can just play the music and you can only keep. No, here, after every couple of minutes, someone is there on the road. It depends on your luck who's
there and who's not.
And they're just about 4 liters in a U.S. gallon, by the way.
Yeah.
So it's basically $4 a gallon.
Yeah. I think you in the U.S. there are gas stations, right?
Yes.
Gas stations. Yeah. We don't have gas stations. We have petrol and diesel. No gas.
Okay. All right. Well, this
liquid.
Has been...
In liquid.
All right, Arjun, this has been a great driving experience for our listeners and for us.
We thank you.
And if people want to see the videos on Facebook, Arjun is online. And if you didn't, you don't know how to get to Arjun, just go to my personal Facebook page, and you'll be able to see them there as well. And Arjun, will speak to you next week.
Thank you, sir. Thank you, ma'am. So kind of you.
Bye-bye. Arjun Singh, as we go around the world here on Robinhood Radio.
Don't you have to be a friend to be on your personal Facebook page?